Cola. Det gibt's für Geld. Was du brauchst ist Kohle. Coca, 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 Kohle. In der öden Welt. Bist du schlecht gestellt? Coca, 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 Cola beherrscht die Welt.
Coca, 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 Cola in der Wüstenwelt.
There is no water.
There is no
in the
water.
Desert. Take a bottle of cola.
Take a bottle of
gibt's
cola.
Nur für Geld.
Die gibt's nur für Geld.
Coca, 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 Cola. Beherrscht die Welt. No water.
Wenn du also Durst hast,
there is no water.
Bist du schlecht gestellt
in der Coca-Cola Welt.
Coca, 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 Cola.
Take a bottle of cola.
Beherrscht die Welt.
Die gibt's nur für Geld. Bist du schlecht gestellt? Coca, 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 Cola beherrscht die Welt.
Coca-Cola in the background. Actually, it's called Coca from Con 3, Konrad Schnitzler.
And Wolfgang Sequenza.
I dare you.
Yeah, and
I dare you to knock it off. That guy?
Before that, you behave yourself. From the 10-CD box called Zener, or Zener.
Zener.
Zener. Zener. Con 10. Zener. 10 CDs that was released by Generations Unlimited. No.
Generator.
Generator song.
And still available in an edition of 27.
Sammy Hagar song. Three lock box. One,
yeah,
two,
Sammy
three
Hagar.
Lock box.
Conrad, that was a live mix of three of the 10 CDs,
yeah,
by the way.
It's a concert in a box. You can take the CDs and mix them as you want and make your own concert.
That's a beautiful item you had, a collectible.
Beautiful.
That's
really
handsome.
And before that, a duo cassette concert from 1987. It was 6/16/87 and 3/25/87, part of a... Well, it was a standalone concert, but Con did
many of
these.
You flip the tape over, and it's another concert.
Different concert.
It's like Grateful Dead.
Something like that. Hello, Julie.
Tapers.
She's out there.
Julie's out there.
And before that, Gen Con, from the Gen Con album, a collaboration of Gen Ken Montgomery and Conrad Schnitzler. Two pieces from that. We heard Chernobyl and
Chernobyl. Yeah, because we were both in Berlin when
Chernobyl
went
happened.
Poo-poo. And yeah, we were riding our bikes and it rained and, you know, we got a little bit of that.
You and Fabio were?
No, me and Conrad Schnitzler.
Oh,
Fabio was there in spirit.
I was trying to imagine you there, Fab.
Yeah, no, I had nothing to do with it.
And I just want to mention that Oh Gott track has Gilly, Conrad's wife, on vocals there.
From Butthole Surfers.
Shout out to Gilly.
Oh, that's Gibby. I'm being a jerk. It's fun. I you know how it is. I totally respect you.
He's crashing in here. He's good though.
You've been
he's
giving
a good
me
guy.
A crash
Clay
course,
Pigeon.
Guys.
We haven't had this repartee in weeks now because I've been away.
She's nervous.
It's a reunion.
Bad news, Julie. No, I'm kidding you. Come on in. Make it a quadumbra.
So for all you Conrad Schnitzler people out there, we're going to do a part two.
Yeah, we have to do a part two.
And we'll
this
continue,
is definitely not enough.
All that.
Who's the Conrad guy that sang the novelty songs about monsters, vampires and stuff? Conrad,
Veidt?
What was his name? Somebody's going to Google it.
The Sierra Cat.
Go ahead, though. Do your thing.
I think we're about done our thing.
We pretty much are because we have to make room for the Dussie Show in just a couple of minutes.
But it was really good, and thanks for all the emails to people who have sent their memories.
Well, on the comments board, there's quite a few.
Comments board people writing who have enjoyed meeting Khan when he came to New York, and again, in the river, his
did
DNA.
Did you hear that? Khan, he calls him Khan.
That's his name.
You're in.
Between
well,
Jersey
that
City.
Look, his T-shirt is
between
Khan.
Jersey City and the island across the way.
Yes.
In that river. Is the spirit of Khan, and you?
Well, his DNA is actually in the river.
You can sit on the steps inside the World Financial Center in the Winter Garden, mm-hmm. which is a place where he envisioned doing these concerts, and look out at the New York Harbor. And he would be very happy to have you do that and think of him.
How old was he when he passed away?
74, going on 18.
How long ago?
Definitely.
Just August 4th.
Beginning of
August. Man, so this is. I'm sorry
recent.
About that.
Yeah, that's why we're coming together. Yeah, he's.
But it's nice to learn. You were giving me a crash course, and when I came in, I'm like,
he's good. Well, he was a major figure in the electronic music world. I mean, he influenced a lot of people.
He has friends around the world. He communicated with people by post and by just energy. And
This is a long story.
Is it wrong if I say how much did he weigh?
You know that song?
Not for you.
You know the song "The Giant Man"?
Yes, Fabio plays
Conrad
it.
Schnitzler is the real giant man.
It's everything. It's like Foghat is to me.
Exactly.
I don't mean to.
Why did I allow this to happen?
This is.
I think he's got the spirit.
I do, man. More than you know. Give me the terrorist fish jab. I'm all over this.
Yeah.
Keep me in the loop. What do you think of Nectar? I was going to throw a few names.
Nectar,
at you.
Terrible.
Nectar of
terrible.
The gods.
They were Dutch.
Frumpy. Do you know who that is?
Terrible.
Cannibal comic.
Terrible stuff.
Eruption.
Eruption was great.
Focus.
Eruption.
That was Focus.
Another
eruption.
Terrible band.
No, Focus did eruption.
See?
My wife's college. She's like, shut up. call you back, hon.
Ken, thanks for putting all that stuff together. I know that there was like a bit of a failure on your part. It's perfectly acceptable here. And that has to do with like one
the
of
weather.
Your CDRs, the weather.
Yeah, the weather.
A bunch
the
of
rain.
Other stuff. And that means that we didn't complete exactly what we had intended to do.
To be continued.
Continued.
The con.
Absolutely.
Tribute will be
con. The con tribute
will be continued.
And see, part two is coming up.
I was so far into my own thoughts there. I was thinking about.
Do you know what CON means in French?
Con. No, what does it mean? DEFCON 1.
Look it up sometime.
Is it
all right. We can't say it on the
Ken's
air.
Ken's got to go catch a bus at Port Authority. It's time for the Dusty Show.
Thank you, Fabio, for having me, and thanks,
thank
everybody,
you.
For listening. We will keep Conrad's music
alive and
in the air.
It
always.
Means with.
Yes.
Meat sauce.
That's Italian. It's time for the Mangia. Dusty Show with Clay Pigeon. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. I'm Fabio. I'll see you next week. Thanks again, Ken, for the great con tribute. Here's now The Dusty Show, coming up immediately.
Kon-tiki.
Bye.
Welcome to The Dusty Show, everybody. I'm Clay Pigeon. Fabio, another great show in the can. Good job. I went back to Iowa with my wife a couple of weeks ago for my class reunion, and we had a great time. I'd intended to turn it into a Dusty Show, but, well, it just never happened. I'm late for the parade. I'm supposed to be in a parade for the class of 76. Back for my class reunion. I'm running. I can hear the high school band playing our old school song in the distance. Even though I crapped out on making a Dusty show in Iowa. I did visit Chuck's Bargain Barn, where I picked up 16 records that I want to cram in this next hour, on top of 11 interviews that I recorded this past weekend up in the Catskills, talking to locals and weekenders to get the Catskillian take on things for you. 11 Catskills interviews, 16 Iowa Bargain Barn finds, all on this episode of The Dusty Show. Here's a great 45, Seymour and his Heartbeat Trumpet from 1960 with After You've Gone, the first of 16 Iowa Bargain Barn records you'll hear this hour on Dusty.
Woman's looking at me like I'm gonna bless the room. This is it for a finish. I drop my pants, unscrew my navel, and an organ starts to play.
We're gonna smash trumpet. All right, let's go for it.
What's your first name?
Eleanor.
Eleanor. Somebody told me you live off-grid.
I have no electricity and no plumbing. I carry a lot of water around, is what it means.
You're toting a lot of water, and water's heavy, 8 pounds per gallon.
Yes. I use spring water, which is free, and I collect rainwater for washing and mixing cement. And the spring water I use for rinsing dishes and drinking and cooking.
Living up here in the Catskills just for the summer?
Yes, just for the summer.
Where do you ordinarily reside?
Brooklyn.
And you like to get away from there sometimes?
Yes, and I enjoy building projects, and that's what I do.
What's your job history?
Essentially bookkeeping is what it boils down to.
Yeah, you're good with the books.
I'm good with the books.
Too deep in the Bargain Barn 16 with Walter Brennan and an excerpt from his Dutchman's Gold.
Dutchman's Gold, oh, Dutchman's Gold.
In the Arizona desert stands a giant of earth and stone. Mighty Superstition Mountain, with its mystery and its gold. A miner out prospecting found his fortune and his fame, found the gold of superstition. Just plain Dutchman was his name.
Oh, the Dutchman was a gambler, and the party was his fun. But he kept his precious secret, never trusting anyone.
I ain't a swear.
And in death, he still is laughing, for the grave his secret holds. And the mighty superstition keeps the Dutchman jealous.
Start. They want to start fracking up here in the Catskills. How do you feel about it?
I think it'll be a total tragedy if that happens. I still think that enough public pressure will change the governor's mind.
You look around here in the Catskills, and there's a lot of poverty, a lot of people without work. It's easy to understand why they would welcome fracking, isn't it? You have to sympathize with
them. I absolutely do sympathize, and I don't know the answer, but the answer is not fracking.
The administration of Governor Andrew Cuomo is discussing opening areas around the state to the process known as hydrofracking.
Do you love the world?
Yeah.
Do you love the world?
Yeah. I'd like to be able to pass it on to the next generation.
Do you love the world?
Yeah.
Do you love the world?
Yeah. I'd like to be able to pass it on to the next generation. Thanks a lot.
Ricky Dickens sings Daisy Pedal Picking on The Dusty Show.
I've been daisy pedal picking.
Number three.
To see if she loves me. Well, I've been daisy pedal picking. To see what our future's gonna be. One little petal from the daisy says that she loves me. The next one says she loves me not. So what am I gonna believe? So I've been daisy petal picking. Yeah, pick, 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 picking now. Well, she loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not. She loves me, she loves me not.
What's your name, man?
Harry.
Oh, I'm just wild about Harry.
Harry, and you live in?
Roxbury.
In Roxbury. Have you always lived in this neck of the woods, or did you move up here like a lot of
New York City.
From New York City. What brought you up here? Just the obvious things, the nature?
My parents have been coming here since 55.
Did you used to come up here as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whitey, I've got a neat idea. On our way up here, we passed a patch of blueberries. Let's pick some for our supper.
Well, that'll be fun.
And some point in your life, you were a younger man, you went off to the police academy.
Yes.
Is that running your family, too?
No.
Now, what made you decide to do it, Harry?
Took the test and I called me.
Is it a good job?
It's changed, but in this economy, it's a good job. The inner nonsense is the hard part.
For instance?
New York City, mate. I mean, they make you paranoid, almost like they make it a communist state that you're always being watched.
Were you a cop in New York City?
Yeah, detective. It was a good job. It was fun.
And now you're a cop in
Margaretville.
So is it like is there certain Mayberry aspects to it?
Coming from a big city, you think you know everything, and then you get into small town politics, and you know nothing.
Small town politics, Republican, Democrat type politics?
No, just everybody knows what you're doing, everybody wants to know what you're doing, everybody's in your business.
If only somebody would just commit a crime, one good crime. If only somebody just kill somebody.
Barney.
No, I don't mean anybody we know.
I would imagine that can be difficult.
Everybody's related, too.
And then everybody, you stop them or something, and they think, well, I know Harry. He'll give me a break.
But half the time I do, because it's hard to... Because
you know him.
You know everybody. Your kids go to school with them. You see them at the local store every day. It's hard to enforce certain things.
I grew up in the 70s for the most part. We had our, you know, pot and beer right. And stuff like that. It seems like maybe it's gotten a little more serious for kids these days. You hear about crystal meth and all these different things. Is there a lot more trouble to get into now?
Up here, it's a lot of Oxycontin. You know, I have friends down in the city still. Getting regular weed is more expensive than this other stuff that they're making. Regular weed's harder to get, which is, I find, weird.
Have you ever smoked pot?
Back in the day, I've been around it.
Yeah.
Well, Oxycontin's getting so expensive, they stop doing the Oxycontin, they start doing the heroin. It's cheaper.
It's cheaper to get heroin.
They can't afford Oxycontin no more, so they're shooting up heroin.
What's your favorite thing in the world?
My kids.
Your kids? How many you got?
Three.
How old are they?
22, 12, and 10.
Do you think you have one of your kids who will grow up to go into law enforcement?
Hopefully not.
How come you hope not?
Nah. So young. You want your kids to do better than you every generation. My kids are told they should do better than me.
Are you hopeful about the future?
My future or this country? My future should be all right. This country, I don't know.
What do you think is the biggest problem that we face that you see?
Politicians robbing us?
How are they robbing us?
They're all millionaires and we're not.
You love the world?
No.
You don't?
No.
Has it made you cynical being a cop a little bit?
Yeah, I guess. You know, you deal with thousands of people and you just get, I guess you turn off your emotions. Everybody just seems to be out for themselves and I don't get that. I don't get that. It aggravates me that kids come over my house, so my kids go over to somebody's house, and they don't say Mr. or Mrs. no more.
What happened to manners?
Okay. Parents want to be friends now. They don't want to be parents.
If we get pulled over by a cop, what's the best thing we can do? Swallow it?
No. Or just admit what you did wrong?
Thanks, man.
All right, man.
What's your name?
Frank Brody.
Frank?
Yeah.
Have you lived here all your life up in the Catskills?
Well, I'm a little above that. I'm up towards Cooperstown way.
You're in a Cooperstown. Now, isn't that where some Hall of Fame is?
Yeah.
What is it, basketball?
Football. Or, I mean, baseball.
Baseball. We finally got it there. Are you a baseball fan?
Not a great one, no.
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 What do you do for a living? Are you retired now?
Well, yeah, from dairy farming. I'm a maple producer, make maple syrup.
Make maple syrup.
Yeah.
I love your syrup.
And you were a dairy farmer.
Yeah.
Milk cows by hand.
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
Used to, and then we went to the machine, then to a pipeline.
Now, you got a shirt on. We the people, the Second Amendment, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What does that mean to you?
It means freedom.
Do you feel like your freedoms are being taken away?
Quite a bit, yeah.
How are they taking them from you, Frank?
Well, it seems like some people want to run other people's lives, you know, the way they live. All that.
Did you vote in the last election?
Oh, yeah.
Who got your vote?
On the Republican side.
How about Sarah Palin last night, huh? How about her, huh? How about the job she did, huh?
Are you a generally conservative person?
Yeah.
Yeah? How about this Tea Party? Do you go along with it? Do you like a lot of what they say?
Oh, yeah, I like a lot of the Tea Party.
Yeah? We got a good band here today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Getting too loud for an interview. What about Obama? You like him?
No.
What don't you like about Obama?
He's not doing what he should be doing. He should be working for the people. He's not working for the people. Actually, right now, I just read an article where he's against one of the candidates that's running for president in Texas, I think it is.
Rick Perry?
Yeah. Before it's even happened, because he wants to make him look bad so he can get reelected.
Don't you think the Republicans do that too, though? Don't they try to make Obama look bad so they can get elected?
Yeah, but this is starting before they're even in the race.
Who do you like so far?
I like Bachman.
You like Michelle Bachman?
I'm a former federal tax lawyer. My husband and I together started our own successful company. I get it how to turn the economy around. I get it how to create jobs. We actually think it's a good idea to turn a profit. How to create jobs. We actually think it's a good idea to turn a profit.
How does she appeal to you, Frank?
Honest, wrong thing.
She seems straightforward to you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You ready for a woman to run your world?
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind. Yeah.
No problem. What's your message of peace and love to the world, man, to liberals and conservatives alike?
A message? They should want to get along.
You get along with liberals and Democrats? You and I'm a liberal.
Oh, yeah.
Could you tell?
Oh, yeah.
We get along okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People just need
everybody
to...
Everybody has their own opinion. You shouldn't try and change their opinion.
You bet, handshake, buddy.
Yeah.
We're all Americans.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, man. Good luck.
Yeah, you too.
Number 5 of 16. Number 5. Jimmy Dean's Big Bad John. 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 Jimmy Dean's Big Bad John.
What the heck? What the heck? It's not supposed to be doing that.
Or a Cajun queen and a crashing blow from a huge right hand's in a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Yeah. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John, John, John. And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line, Big John. Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man.
6'6 and 240 pounds. Can you see him in the toilet? And the seat goes, "Get off me!" The water don't even flush. It just goes, "Oh, oh, oh." So much suction from his tuchus. How's the water going to go down?
Big John. Big Bad John. Big John.
With the Statue of Liberty over his shoulder, John Huntsman made it official.
"I'm John Huntsman, and I'm running for President of the United States. I'm John Huntsman."
He speaks Chinese, not one, but two dialects. He speaks Chinese, not one, but two dialects. But he dropped out of high school to join a rock band. But he dropped out of high school to join a rock band.
I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. I have to nix that show. Julie! 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 If Julie's here, I do hope she'll come and join me and bring me some vinyl. Hey, everybody, it's Clay Pigeon. It's 19 minutes after Minix. It's Popeye Minutes. 19 after 6 on WFMU. And errors. I think they must be my own errors. I'd love to blame it on the burner or something of that CD, but these digital shows are new to me, laying together hundreds of... Come on in, Julie. Yeah, I had to abort. I had a drop show. It just was terrible.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. And you probably didn't notice.
Actually, I was working on something,
yeah,
so I only heard bits of it.
I don't know what it was. I'll have to go back and review. But
how bad could it have been?
I love working in the realm, but I'm finding it very difficult. All those layers of tracks, and then they get moved around, and I don't have time to review them. You know how I like to work last minute.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah,
do.
And it doesn't work for this digital stuff. It bears like serious reviewing.
And yet, you had no CD issues.
No, well, I don't know. No, that couldn't have been CD. That was my own error, sliding stuff around at the last second.
So what was the problem?
Certain words just kept repeating and repeating and repeating at the end of phrases.
You didn't... Maybe that was... You could have pretended that was intentional.
No, I couldn't stand it. I tried to stand it for a good 5 minutes, and it was killing me. So now it's you and I. This is it. Can we do this?
We can do whatever you like to
we
do.
We had practice on... I say Monday night, but it was Tuesday morning.
I always think of it as Monday night because it's not like I get up right before, you know, I have a full Monday.
What time do you get up in the day?
Usually on Mondays, about 11.
Around
11.
So
it's a very long, you know, it's a 21-hour day for me. I go to bed at 8 a.m.
Oh, just for the people who I interviewed, so I'll re-air the show. at some point. I don't know if it's next week, but I'll go in and fix it. And
I heard the bit about the woman carrying water.
Yeah, the woman. I was happy with it. I liked it. I'm sorely disappointed at it. But you know, I gotta let it go. What can I do?
You're so tough on yourself. Yeah, you really are.
I just can't do it. I wish we had calls though, and we maybe need a little vinyl or something. You want to go?
I can
grab
something down. Yeah.
Can you just grab an inch full and not look through them? Because it really doesn't matter what they are.
I can absolutely do that. Yeah. I can absolutely.
How fast can you get back with an inch of records?
I'll do my best.
Oh man, well. This is Clay Pigeon. Hey, everybody. It's Thursday, and that's good news. I hope that your week has been going well for you, and I'd love if you'd call in. That would really not only be nice, but it would help out right about now. 201-209-9368 is the number. 201-209-9368. We'll throw you on the air and have some good old-fashioned conversation. Maybe you want to weigh in on something in the news or something in your life. It'd be nice to hear from people, wouldn't it?
You know, the problem with going in the library and just kind of grabbing an inch is you can end up with all the same artists. Like, the first thing I grabbed, it was like all Dylan records.
It's all Jim Eanes.
Is it all Jim Eanes? Is it really?
Is that how you say it? It's not Eanes?
I have no idea. I've never heard of
it. It looks like fantastic. I love this already. Jim Eanes, isn't
it? It is all Jim Eanes, isn't it?
It's all Jim Eanes.
Well, I see two.
Bobby Atkins, Snooks, Eaglin. I don't know what that is. What is that?
Eagles.
Eagles Live. Let's play some live Eagles.
Did you mention what we did this week? Some people may not have heard us.
It's on your archive,
yeah,
right?
It's on mine. You should link it to yours.
It was a fun show.
It was a fun show.
Oh, somebody's calling. Let's just see if it works. It was fun. We'll talk more about it. Anybody there? Anybody there? Dusty Show? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Turn down your radio,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, turn down your radio, okay?
Yeah, it's
on mine. Yeah, I'm going to... Three. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Are you... Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was a test.
It was a test. Fabio's in his car listening right now. He should
No, he's
around.
Not. He's trying to get as far away from us as he possibly can.
Talk for a second, Julie. Tell him about Monday night.
So Monday night, aka Tuesday morning, Clay Pigeon came on Dark Night of the Soul. And we didn't necessarily have a DJ duel, but we kind of took turns playing songs. And I played my normal fare, which he hated. And he played these 12-minute-long prog rock songs. But he played some fun stuff, too. We had a really good time. And
hello.
Hey.
How are you?
Can you hear us?
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. I got cut off.
That's okay. I didn't have the mono switch on.
You got to put the mono on.
I'm good.
Did you already?
No, I'll turn it off now. It's off. Radio's off.
Okay. Are you all set?
Yeah, I'm all set.
Okay, man. I recognize your voice. What's your name?
My name is Mark.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good. I'm just leaving New York City, and I just heard what I thought was one of the greatest pieces of radio work in the 21st century.
See,
and I'm
there
sorry
you go.
That you turned it off.
No, well, I just wanted to be right. I mean, it was really messed up.
He's a perfectionist.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know what?
I can't...
Sometimes life's not seemingly right, but what's not seemingly right?
I know. I could have taken the Miles Davis approach. Like, you know, there are no wrong notes.
There you go.
I don't agree with that. I'd go with Ben Webster, Coleman Hawkins, but not Miles Davis.
I don't know. I know the names. I don't know the legacies. I don't know the legacies.
You're the legacy. You are, and I thank you for it. I just learned about you today, and I'm amazed.
Thank you. You're
American treasure.
Hey, thanks,
man.
That's really nice to hear. I mean, you know, I guess I could throw it up.
You throw it up?
I could throw it up now and again and see what it's doing.
You know what?
That might be the way to go.
Yeah, you know what? If you want to do it again, that's fine. But I think you should save it because people who are listening, it's going to make them look forward to something.
Yeah.
You know, so keep them holding on for it, you know?
I know, I already feel they already got to listen to 15 minutes of staleness next time.
No, please, my goodness, you're a genius. I mean, I'm a minor genius, and I know what a genius is.
What area do you minor genius in?
Music. I'm in music.
Yeah. You're a guitar player?
I sing in a band.
Nice.
Singer. I'm a little confused. Yeah. I've never met anyone who referred to himself as a genius before.
Otherwise. You're darling too well, but I'd rather call myself a vocalist than a singer.
You're a genius.
For anyone who's a good singer.
You're a genius. What's your specialty? Are you singing covers or originals?
All originals, my friend.
Now, I usually hate talking to musicians. I find it super boring, but and that's no offense. I am an ex-musician, and it can be mighty stale.
I tell you what, friend.
What do you think of BDI? What do you think of Liam?
Do we have any?
Oh,
I'd love
to.
I think you look good, BDI.
I put him right up there with Justin Bieber. You can't go wrong with Oasis, and I haven't really given much time to the BDI guy, you know, with what he's doing now. No offense, but...
Yeah, well, it's not that heavy of a subject. I just threw it out there. Liam, man. What else? What's your problem? What's the biggest conflict in your life? What, Julie? What?
I hope no one in New York hears this, because...
You're going to hear it. It's on the radio.
Oh, it's on the radio. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm on the radio. Well,
you didn't realize that?
The biggest problem in my life is either myself or my mind or possibly the person I'm married to mine. That happens to us all.
What's
right?
going on in your marriage?
I think that the way I look at life is I'm always looking for the good. And I guess when you're married for 1 year and 4 or 5 months, it's time for the wife to find out everything that's bad, and it's nothing really real to be bad. I mean,
yeah,
you understand.
A year?
That's the hardest thing I'm dealing with.
Wait a second. What's gone wrong after a year and a half? I have been reading Mojo.
You know, ever since. Do you need a commercial break or are we okay?
No,
this is not a commercial station.
Hold on. Can you hold on hold on for 30 seconds?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I can't do it. Yeah, it's killing me. It's killing me. This happened, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
I'm in a vicious technological slump.
No, you're not, man. I loved it. I was blown away. I've been all over. I've heard everything, and you blew me away.
Hey, what's going on with the wife? It's been a year and a half. Now, what's going on?
Ever since we got married, I didn't realize that she comes from a different dynamic. Her parents used to yell at each other, and my mom never yelled because she was adequately
medicated. So you're yelling at each other now.
I'm sorry, I'm on the highway. So if you cut me off, I'll turn on the radio and enjoy your show. But
can you sing something for us and for her? Just a stanza?
Sure.
Okay, make it high and histrionic and hair bandish if you can.
Oh, gosh.
That's what I need. I need some Sebastian Bach. Right. 18 and life to go. Can you sing that? 18 and life, those high notes?
No, I told you I'm a vocalist, not a singer. But I'll do Bob Dylan as high-pitched as I possibly can.
Okay,
he's not
man,
listening to
do
anything
it.
I'm saying.
I only know 3 words, probably, or 2 words.
Oh, Julie, I don't have your mono button on. He couldn't hear.
That's why he can't hear me.
Now Julie's on.
All right, here we go. All I know is this. Idiot win. All right. Do you know what song that was?
Idiot win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I think he wrote it. He wrote it about Sarah.
What'd you say?
He wrote it about Sarah, I think.
No. Oh, Dylan did. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Hey, your phone sounds like crap. Doesn't
well,
it?
Doesn't he's it? Driving in a car.
Yeah, but I mean, it's tinny, killing me.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Your cell phones aren't great
anymore. I'm going to pull over. I'm going to pull over on the...
We're gonna ditch you now. We got to go, man.
Okay. But I love your show. You're a genius.
Thank you, man. You're a minor genius. Keep on singing. Don't stop singing. You're going to be a star someday. You're going to make a lot of people happy when they come to hear you play. What is that? Helen Reddy. Keep on singing.
Amen.
Don't stop singing.
Amen.
You're going to be a star someday.
I don't know that one.
You're going to make a lot of people happy when they come to see you play. Angie, baby.
I'll take it. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, man. Angie, baby. That was a good Helen Reddy song.
I'm still perplexed by somebody who refers to themselves as a genius.
She's a little touched, you know, Angie, baby.
Hello? Yeah. Hello?
And as she turns the volume down, she's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to lift her off the ground, never to be found. Man, I bet
this guy's trying to sing with you.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, nothing much.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I actually just got an MRI, believe it or not. Never got one of those before.
On your noggin?
No, on my foot, man. They got to see what's going on with the tendons.
And metatarsals.
Yeah, something like that. Some Latin word that I don't understand.
You might need a porokeratosis. And you better
beta carotene shake.
Pray to God that you don't.
Walrus.
They'll shoot you with a needle right in the ball of your foot.
I hope not.
And then they,
they core out that. I was enjoying the show. I really am.
Was past tense?
He liked the recording.
That digital thing you were talking about, I didn't even realize it was a goof up. I thought it was just some.
That's what I'm saying. They thought that was intentional.
If it was meant to be intentional, I would have loved it. But the fact that it wasn't, I couldn't live with it. Mm. It just was killing me.
I look forward to the show every week, so it's like, I guess there's that context that, like, whatever you do, I would just be like, oh, this is great. But the records were great with the voices and everything.
I know, man. I really was enjoying working on that show. But these digital shows are taking me longer because it's a new thing. I'm not used to it, so it's painstaking. I'm learning. But as you can see, I'm used to Julie finishing my show at like 5 o'clock on show day, which I did, and
right.
I didn't. I went back and sat through the last one with Kirsten, and we all the little spikes and
right.
sound peaks I went in and corrected. But this
but
week,
you didn't get a chance
this
to
week
do that.
I just was, I just oh. I flew by the seat of my pants and fail.
Yeah, well,
but
I
you know
good.
you don't seem to care. You're still calling. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I love
what's,
your show.
What's going on? What's your story? Who are you? Who are you?
My name is John from Brooklyn. Like,
who you named after, John?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I don't know, you know. My middle name is Arnold, and my grandfather and my dad's name is Arnold.
What's your last name?
My last name?
Yeah, you don't have to say.
No, I don't mind. My last name is Boxell.
John Arnold. I think you should use two names. Like, you should just call yourself John Arnold. I like that.
Yeah, you know, when I was a kid, because I'm from Queens, you know, I didn't really grow up in New York, but my nickname was Johnny Annie. Hey, Johnny Annie.
Yeah, are you Italian or something?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Do you speak Italian?
What's that?
Do you speak Italian?
No, not at all, man. I'm third generation.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
You're 28.
Yeah, 28
great
years
age.
Old.
Wow.
So it's hard for me to understand growing up because my family really pushed away their heritage, but a lot of it, you got to understand both sides of my family are Italian, and they both changed their last name because... You know, there's so much prejudice in this.
Man, let me ask you something. Do you love the little country of Italy? Do you love it? Come on.
I don't know. I've been there. It was awesome. But, I mean, I love lots of places. It was a pretty place, you know?
It
was a pretty place.
It's
I
so
didn't get to go
romantic.
To Southern Italy, and I really want to check that out.
You just got to get some lemons over there. Lemons in Italy are amazing.
Lemons, really?
Lemons, olive oil. Yeah, no, it's a good place.
Limoncello, that liquor that they sell to
Peter
tourists.
Peter Limoncello?
Oh, that's good. No,
oh, man,
Frank
I never
Limoncello.
Had that.
Frank Limoncello, Julie. Frank Limoncello. Huh.
Wasn't there a Peter Limoncello?
He played some vampire role in Frank Langella.
Frank Langella, yes.
Yeah, and The Langoliers was the Stephen King made for TV.
I didn't
with
see him in that,
Bronson,
but I saw him as Dracula.
Is it Bronson Pinchot?
Probably Bronson Pinchot.
Why the giggle?
You really think I should do the double name thing, though? The
John
Arnold.
Arnold. Hey, John Arnold.
It definitely stands out beyond the John.
What's your last name? Saxon or something?
He already
John.
Said Boxell.
Oh, Boxell, a very
Boxell's cooler than hell.
One Italian name. Yeah.
Boxell.
What was the Italian version?
Oh my God! It took years for my uncle to find out. He went to Ellis Island, did all this research. They believe it was Bocca Secca.
Oh wow!
Which basically means dry mouth. So I think he was some very poor guy that came over here.
Yeah, I used to live by Bocca Ciega Bay in Tampa Bay. Bocca Ciega. Hey man, I'm gonna go because we have another caller. What's your message of peace and love to the world?
hey, man, just get up every day and see the world with new eyes.
That's a great advice. I hope you enjoy your life. Will you call back again?
I sure will, Ducky. Thanks, man.
All right, my friend. Take care,
keep
all right?
On keeping on.
Have a great, safe night.
Thanks, John.
Party on. This is Clay Pigeon with Julie. Who are we talking to?
It's Fabio. You see, I am listening.
Hey, Faha.
Hi, Fabio. We missed you.
How you doing?
I'm in my car.
Your little, your car, yeah. Hey, Fab.
So what happened to your show? You, like, there was failure on the CDR or something?
I think it was something in the actual track, something I didn't detect. And then I drug something, and it must have drug a bunch of tracks, so there's, like, all this weird duplication, and it was awful.
You drugged somebody?
Yeah. What are you doing, Fab? Where are you heading? Every time you leave here, you're going to meet with friends.
I'm going to the clock tower to see a show.
Who's playing?
Why did I think of Gilbert O'Sullivan?
Yeah, he's going to see Gilbert O'Sullivan.
He is. In a little while from now, I promise myself to visit myself and visit a nearby tower.
He's
That's
not
what it
seeing
is.
Gilbert.
I got blew it anyway.
Who are you seeing, Fabio?
David First, Larry Seven, and I'm forgetting the last one. It's at the Clock Tower Gallery.
Hey, Fab.
Yes.
You're a technologically savvy guy.
No, I'm not.
Your phone sounds kind of weak.
Well, I'm in a car in downtown Manhattan right now, so it's like
hey, will you get out beside your car and do a little impromptu tap dance on the street and hold the phone to your shoes? Will you?
Does he have taps on his shoes?
Do something.
I'm driving.
Will you honk at least something that tells us you're not making this up?
I'm driving.
Honk
man.
At the person.
Here, wait.
Honk. Yeah. Now, when you get to the light.
Car service guy, like, is in front of me, and he probably thinks I'm like.
Just shake your fist at him. You're Italian.
Well, he can't see me.
Ah, Fabio. You're street tough. Hey, man. Tell me when you're at an intersection.
I'm at an intersection now.
Stop. Get out of the car and stamp on the ground. Come on, Fabio. Do it.
No.
Come on. It's my show. Yeah, you
I
let
can't.
Me.
No, you can't,
all right. You know why you can't?
Why?
Because
the light's going to change in a second.
You're afraid. And
I'm afraid.
You are, Fab. You need to break out of that shell.
Nobody's going to mess with
don't
him.
Don't you ever get out of your car and do an impromptu tap dance?
Never.
With boots on?
No.
Like
no.
Some Wellingtons or something?
No.
No. No, that's
just you.
All crazy people do that.
Fabio, it's really kind of you to call. I'm so embarrassed. I mean,
why,
I'm being jocular, but I'm totally humiliated and angry.
Mm.
When this show ends, Julie, I'm going to be whining like a hen,
oh, yeah,
aren't I?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And you're going to have her pull the archive.
How many hours in a week? 128? Is that
I don't know.
Is that it? I don't know. From that movie?
I'm not good at math.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes was fantastic.
Was it?
It was good, Fab. You got to go. The fact that it was from the makers of Avatar made me not want to go.
Yeah, yeah, I would imagine that.
I don't like that digital
no,
movement.
No, I didn't like Avatar at all.
Digital and I are just...
No, you're not a digital man.
No, I am, Julie. I'm transitioning.
Okay, well, my time's up. I have to get off the phone
everybody
now.
Everybody,
thank you for calling, Fabio.
I don't even
Fabio.
Get to say goodbye to anybody.
Say goodbye to him.
They just go on their own.
Say
Fabio,
goodbye to him.
I need a good solid 5 more minutes from you.
I'm sorry, I can't abide.
Come on, what do you got to look at something? You going to Dudo or something for a crawler? You going to Dunkin' Donuts?
I'm going to a concert and I'm running late as it is.
What are you going to see? Munster's
he
New Broughton?
He just told us.
Did he?
Told
I'm,
you.
I'm so, what do you call it? Pre-derelict. What is the name?
Pre-derelict.
See, I can't even remember.
Dementia?
I can't even remember that. I'm so far gone.
Yeah, I think she's right. I think it's called dementia.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not fooling. I've done
Fidelity,
everything,
perhaps?
The head injuries and the dope. It's a wonder I'm not one of those Tori Amos drool towels in front of me.
About the head with a pipe.
I need to get... no, I don't. Don't ever... Fabio... We really rebound today, didn't we? As you left, I gave you some genuine eye contact. I was in my adult self. It felt really good. I looked you right in the eye and said, man, I miss you. We got to hook up. We got to take the wives out for dinner. Fabio, you're a friend of mine. I love you, man.
Yes.
And Julie's become such a friend. We need to intermingle. We need to have some mixers with we need to have some mixers with some of these FMU people.
We get Betsy to come. We haven't seen her in so long.
Yeah, Betsy wrote me and said she misses us to Who Laid the Rails.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going into this building now, so I have to say
Fabio,
goodbye.
Wait. Are you walking now?
I am.
Can you do a little jig? Just hold... Come on, do it. Hold
We're
the phone down and do
anything.
A little jig. Do a little...
Okay, here.
Yeah. Hey, there you go. I can't believe he did that.
Oh, man, that was fantastic. He was proud. Yeah, good job, Fabio.
Thank you, Fabio.
Right. Next week, something new.
Okay, see you next week.
See you next week.
Okay, my friend, be safe. Hello to Ruth.
Will do.
Fabio, that was Fabio.
That was nice.
That was really nice of him. Julie, it would be nice if you'd give out that number because we have 18 minutes left of this fun.
Give us a call, 201-209-9368.
This message will be beamed into Brooklyn and New York, right into the heart, right into the liberal heart of America. What's your message to those liberals from a peace and love place, just from your heart as fellow Americans to those people?
Got to compromise. Like Glenn Beck said, maybe about a year ago, he says, what's going on? I'll give you a good example. It's like I'm sitting on the couch with my wife and there's smoke all in the house. And I say, you smell smoke? She goes, no. There's so much going on, but it seems like the left is just denying everything that's going on. And we're ringing the bell and trying to tell everybody.
Do you find most people up there are kind of right wing up in the Catskills?
Yeah, I loved it.
Are they mostly right wing up there?
I can't say that. I mean, there's so many people from New York City up there and arty types up there too. But yeah, I mean, the real people that have lived there forever are pretty conservative.
Really?
A lot of it. I can't really say that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was looking at the flea market trying to find people of that inclination because, you know, preaching to the choir all the time. It's really nice to get the other. It's just more interesting.
Are there like homeless guys up there?
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. But lots of tea partiers, a couple on this show. So the next time I play it, and they're really interesting and really nice too. Like
you're
really
quoting Glenn Beck there.
Well, exactly. He was.
You think there's a decent chance he'll be reelected?
If he does the right thing, I'll be the first one to vote for him. I absolutely will.
The right thing?
What's the right thing? Get rid of the criminals he surrounded himself with. And listen to both sides of both parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. No matter how much we tell them, look, you know, they're even telling them on Fox News to say, now, if he did it this way, that way, he wants to do things his way. No, he is the president.
I got to shut it off. I would like to play that in its entirety. But, yeah, it's just so strange. And I think, Julie, sometimes on the other side of the fence, it's almost just as programmed. Everybody's just saying the same things back and forth to
each
other.
Yeah, well, I mean, my family is almost completely right-wing. And
Kirsten told me she went home to visit, and a couple of her relatives were oddly conservative.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I saw them Monday night, and it was, you know, Obama's an idiot, and Michelle Bachmann is smarter than Sarah Palin, and anybody but Obama is good. And it's like, okay, whatever.
Let's see what this caller has to say. FMU.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey.
How are you?
Fantastic.
What's up?
I'm just sitting here listening to the show on the internet.
Yeah, you got anything to say? What's your burning hot topic in your soul today? What were you thinking about?
What I'd like to say is, everybody should go down the SPCA and adopt a pet.
What you got?
Well, I adopted a cat 10 years ago, and he's been my best friend for 10 years, and I'm a big proponent for the SPCA, your local SPCA, and I think if anybody can, you know, fit a pet into their life, they have a place they can put a pet, they should go down and grab one out of the cage, pay the $35, and, you know, bring a new best friend into your life.
Yeah, you know, it breaks my heart. I have family members who pay a huge amount of money for these, like, purebred dogs. And it's like you got to go down and get one of these who really needs a home. They're not going to love you any less.
Exactly.
Exactly, Julie.
Yeah, but, yeah, I want one of those. I want one of those. One of those bull whippets.
And, you know, make them happy.
Man, it's nice you got a kind heart. When did your lifelong love affair with animals begin?
Oh, when I was a kid, as far as I can remember.
Did you ever have a gerbil?
I think my first pet was a horned toad that we got from New Mexico on vacation.
Did you ever get, in my hometown, every Easter they used to, the Federated store on Main Street would give away chameleons. They had strings tied around their torsos and they'd pin them to your sweater.
What is... A chameleon have to do with Easter?
It wasn't Easter. That was in the summer. And then they would, on Easter, they would give away little
baby
live
chicks
that were dyed colors.
Yeah, yeah. And they still do that. My family.
I'm real big on that. I'm more like cats and dogs. You know, I think chameleons should be living out in the wild. And you shouldn't dye anything. Keep it natural.
Yeah. Yeah. What about an ocelot? I want one of those crazy exotic pets. One of those,
tennis
wild cat.
Oh my God!
I'm just, you know, that lemur should be on the island of Madagascar.
I know, I know.
In a bar.
Birds, it bothers me too. In those cages, you know.
I have birds.
Yeah, it bothers me.
Yeah.
You're big.
Anyway, that's
how can
my
you do that?
Message.
But see, if
you know,
I let them loose, they would die.
Hey, hold on.
Even if you can't adopt a pet, you know, just pet them for a while and sweet talk them, and you know, and get them out of a cage and play with them for a while. Do something.
Do they go on the paper generally for you?
My pet?
Yeah.
He's got a litter box.
He's
like 16
years
old. Oh, it's a
cat.
He knows the drill on everything.
You can train him to use the toilet these days,
yeah.
I heard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Charles Mingus wrote like an article on that.
You know what? I love our cats, Romulus and Remus.
Oh.
They're so fun. And I've never been a pet guy, but these two little cats.
Are they Kirsten's
cats?
Really, is that how?
I got her for her birthday.
Aww.
Yeah. Two of them. They suggest that you get two when you can. Yeah.
Good for you.
Hey, man, I'm going to go. We don't have any other callers. I'm going to let you go.
Okay, guys.
All right,
thanks,
man.
Bye.
Keep petting. All right. I didn't mean to be cynical. I was. I am so bitter
over
the whole
CD
debacle.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just...
You need to dump those calls. You've got all the lights still on.
I don't know how to...
You've still got, like...
Yeah, I just generally keep hitting buttons.
Just keep hitting buttons until something goes off.
Yeah, give out that number, Jules. Maybe we'll get a fresh one.
201-209-9368. Tell Clay Pigeon your problem. Hey, you got all the lights off.
I did.
Very good. I'm so impressed.
It's a fresh board.
It's a fresh board.
It's
ready to be lit.
Yeah. So am I.
I was going to say. The old town drunk has come up missing. They all think he's drowned.
Yeah, the old town drunk.
What is that?
That's something we missed out on today.
No, who is that?
That's I'm not going to say.
Oh,
the old town
mystery.
Drunk.
Mystery.
I want to see if someone can get it on the IQ playlist by the end of the show. The old town drunk.
You got a call.
Plantation Records. That'll give it away. We do. Hold on. Oops. Clay Pigeon and Julie, this is the Dusty Show. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Sam in California.
Sam, how
Hi,
you
Sam.
Doing? Speak up loudly, Sam. I got you pegged here.
I am pretty good.
What's up, Sam? You're way out of you in Los Angeles?
I am in the Bay Area.
In San Francisco.
Oh.
You like it out there?
I do.
Yeah, what do you do out there, Sam?
I'm a caterer.
A caterer. I used to be a caterer, Julie. And
Did
Sam.
You really?
Yeah. I enjoyed that job a lot.
You cook?
You liked it?
For a corporate cafeteria, and I would prepare sandwiches and donuts and coffee and take them around to all the offices, and everyone was so happy to see me.
So you were the guy with the donut cart?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I was young. I was like 20 or something.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You should bring one of those carts around here. We could use the food.
Man, there's never anything. And there was a cookie upstairs
there
on the
was.
Third floor, and I went to grab it, and it was wet. It
oh,
was like
that's why it's still there.
Soaking wet with some soaking wet potato chips.
Yuck.
Hey, Sam, what possessed you to call? Do you love the Dusty Show?
I've heard it a couple times.
Wow, there's some hesitancy.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing in the world, Sam? What's your favorite thing in the world, honestly?
Well, I called in about McDonald's.
Yeah?
That was my question.
You like McDonald's once in a while?
I do. I've been eating it a lot lately. And
you have?
I'm getting in trouble for it.
You're young, though. How old are you?
I am 20.
20?
You can get away with it at 20.
Are you skinny as a rake?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
So I can't eat it forever?
No. You know that, Sam. Sam, what's your sign?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Now you're starting.
What month are you born?
October.
You're a Libra.
Yeah, Libra.
What does that mean? About me.
It means that people often ask you to solve their arguments because you represent the scales of justice. But it also means you have a hard time making up your mind. You're always weighing things out, one side against the other. That's exactly what it means. Yeah.
Yeah.
You like the color mauve?
Who doesn't like mauve?
And Ready Whip. Only Ready Whip.
Ready.
Yeah, no Cool Whip.
What is Ready Whip made of?
What is Ready Whip made of?
What is Cool Whip made of? Neither one of them are actual whipped cream.
What are they? Is sugar spun sugar?
I don't know.
Is that what?
Cornstarch? I don't know.
Spun sugar?
More real to me.
And probably horses' hooves. There's usually some type of gelatin product in those things.
Yes, and gum. Gum has horses' hooves in it.
Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that Olivia Newton-John song?
Sam, you know where I am. I just bought the Olivia Newton-John box set. I'm that crazy.
Sam.
That was a big hit for her.
Yeah. Please, mister, please.
That was another one. Have you never been mellow?
Hey, it's have you never been mellow?
Andy.
Have you never tried? What are some other ones?
Magic. If Not For You, which was a Dylan song.
If Not For You. Yeah, yeah. Good one.
I Honestly Love You.
You're the one that I want. I hate it.
She closes her concerts with I Honestly Love You. It's very rare for somebody to close a concert with a ballad.
Sing it. We'll do
Peter
a nice
Allen
one.
Wrote
we'll
it.
We'll do a night. Did he?
Yeah.
Peter Allen. Rio. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, I saw the Broadway play that Hugh Jackman did where he played Peter Allen. It was terrific.
You don't have to answer. I see it in your
eyes.
It's
so sad. It's such a sad song.
Maybe I'll be better off. What is it? You're not helping me at all.
I'm trying to remember the words.
They Maybe you'll be better are left with unsaid. Yours, and here you I am with mine. And we both know we've got somewhere else to go.
There it is.
I love you. I honestly love you.
You know, I got a lot of very positive comments about us singing The Chain on Monday. People seem to get a kick of us singing that Fleetwood Mac song.
You need to do some diddling here, Andy?
Okay.
Don't diddle on the radio. Is it made out of actual cream? Yeah.
Anybody there?
If you're here, you should sing.
Anybody there?
Andy.
Cool Whip
is completely fake.
Yeah.
Well,
is Ready Whip the stuff that comes in the spray
thing?
Someone
that they liked. Do you think it's because he grew up poor and he understood the plight of the poor man, the average person?
I think he worked more for the average person than probably any president in my lifetime. And he did a good job regardless of...
This is so completely out of control, Julie.
Why? No,
we have time for one more caller if you'd like to check in. 201-209-9368.
If you're waiting for night people, give us a call.
God, we're sponging off your calls. Listeners now,
We
Andy.
Need some of the Andy's young people. Though we got a 20-year-old on the phone there.
I need...
A McDonald's eating 20-year-old.
Octopus balls. What do you call that?
Excuse me?
Octopus balls. What do you call edamame? No, that's a...
No, that's a soybean.
It's octopus balls. What is it? The name.
Well, you're not talking about calamari.
Octopus balls. Octumaki.
He just likes to say octopus balls.
Octumaki. octopus balls. They are good. Have you had them?
Octumaki, is that what they're called?
I don't know.
It sounds disgusting.
They're good. Balls? Yeah, they're actual testicles.
I love how he's demonstrating with his hand.
Making that what is that, the hand?
He's making the international symbol for balls.
For balls.
Oh. Hey, you got some calls, Clay.
It's the FCC.
Really?
Hello, Dusty Show with Andy and Julie.
Hey, what's going on?
We're counting on your high energy here to blow us away.
Hey, let me tell you,
Olivia
Newton-John singing,
yeah,
sublime. You ever think about going on Broadway?
I have, man. I've been there.
Oh, really?
You better believe it.
Well, he's walked down the street a few times.
I'd like to hear some more singing, maybe next week when there's more time.
No, that what's that place down on Broadway by Houston? Gonzales y Gonzales.
I don't know.
I sang there once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's on Broadway.
You should just get your guitar out and stand in Times Square.
Hey, man, what's your message of peace and love to the world?
Oh.
My message of peace and love to the world?
Yeah.
Everybody, you've got to be yourself.
That is the key.
That's all you have to do. There's so many fake people out there, and, you know, my message is just be yourself and don't let anybody else tell you what to do.
You sound like you're talking through a pair of corduroy pants or something.
Andy is limbering up. Andy is doing stretches.
Man, that was nice sentiment. Will you call again? Will you keep liking me?
I've liked it for quite some time. Long-time listener.
You know how important that is to me. I'm needy.
You got calls on every line, including
I'm
the studio
super
line.
Needy. Listener, I care about your call, even if I seem flippant. I will reflect on it and be grateful for the time you spent with us on the air, okay?
Hey, it's all right.
Thank you, my brother.
I'm looking forward to next week's show. I really keep the music rolling, all right?
Yeah, okay, man. Ned, don't give up. Keep coming back forever and ever. Until I'm dead, keep listening. I mean it. I need you, man. Don't let me down. One of these days, I'm going. Not one of these days, but
aww.
Andy, you're a young man. Oh, the sag begins when you're like 51.
Oh, it's already beginning.
No, it isn't. Look at you, dude. Yeah.
He's young and fresh
and
healthy.
Talk to me about sag.
He's got a tan.
I got my sag card. Wait a minute. Who's this? Is there anyone there?
I think so.
Did you hear that? Yeah. Hello?
Hello? Clay.
Is this a double? We got a double.
We got two people.
Woo!
Hey, it's exciting. We got two callers. Can you hear each other? Can you just talk to each other for a moment, callers?
Hey, I'm Chris.
No, I don't want to go out with him. I just want to say hello, Paul. Play Tugboat. Check it in, brother.
Hey, Tugboat.
And now who else is on Tugboat?
Chris.
Hey, Tugboat. See, Chris has that wimpy B-line. He says somehow in the circuitry
the
here, he's getting a few less ampavolters milliampers.
And I can project.
Yeah. You project, and Tugboat, you whisper.
I whisper?
No,
oh,
you
come
whisper.
On, man. Tugboat, my new cell phone.
Tugboat, you never whisper.
He's asking you to whisper.
Let's take that Tugboat captain's voice down to a gentle baby whisper.
Well, hello.
There you go. There you go. And now the other guy, Chris, project big time.
Hey, how you doing? I love the show.
Now, match up. See, real quiet, Tugboat. Now talk to each other that way. It'll work.
Hey, Tugboat.
What is this? No, Tug, love?
Tug, work with me, babe. Work with
me. I'm working with you, brother.
Whisper.
No, you're not.
Whisper. He can't whisper. He can't whisper.
He just doesn't have that kind of personality.
No, he's too manly to whisper. Tug, whisper.
You know what it was? It's too many hours in the engine room.
Too loud, Tug. You can't even hear yourself.
He can't hear himself.
Too many hours in the engine room. It sounds like it.
Do you have scotch and a cigar?
Tomorrow. I'm going to play golf in Albany tomorrow.
Hey, guys, we got to go. We're out of time. Andy's up.
Great show.
Thanks. That was not a great show. Come on.
No problem.
I'll be in touch. Adios.
Do it. Tugboat, much love, Chris. Your call meant a lot. And Andy, Andy's had it. He's just shutting me down. He's like, the hell with this.
Let me
shut
do the ID.
Okay, legal, and then I'll say my goodbyes.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org.
Just about ready for you, Andy. Folks, I was born in 1958 in a little community hospital in Iowa. Everybody, take care. Sorry about the CD situation. Next week, I'll have it corrected. I'm on the learning curve. Andy, have you had it? Say, get out of here. Say it.
Get out of here.
All right. Always remember.
Bye, guys.